This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So, stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Hey, I'm Christian Sager, and this is Brain Stuff. You may have seen a few videos on the internet of zebras being ridden around, and it looks pretty cool. And I'm not talking about movies like Sheena, Queen of the Jungle, where actors just ride a horse painted to look like a zebra. Zebras would be useful to ride, especially in some parts of Africa, because of their resistance to the diseases that kill horses and cattle. It's not impossible, so what's the deal? Why don't we ride zebras? Well, zebras can be tamed, but they can't be domesticated, much like elephants. A domesticated animal is defined as an animal selectively bred in captivity and thereby modified from its wild ancestors for use by humans who control the animal's breeding and food supply. The success rate for domesticating most animals is surprisingly low. In fact, according to geography professor Jared Diamond, who's the author of Guns, Germs, and Steel, The Fates of Human Societies, every animal domesticated by humans, especially the major five, goats, sheep, pigs, cattle, and horses, they are all exactly alike in six important ways. First, they all eat the right diet. Second, they have a tendency not to panic. Third, they have a pleasant disposition. Fourth, they live within a social hierarchy. Fifth, they have a very fast growth rate. And sixth, they have the ability to breed in captivity. Now, the problem with zebras, they're unpredictable, aggressive, and just downright mean. An animal only has to fail one test to be excluded. The zebra does so spectacularly. Zebras lack a pleasant disposition, and in short, they're just jerks. They're unpredictably aggressive, and they have a nasty habit of biting and not letting go. In fact, zebras evolved to survive in Africa, where lions are their main predator. Therefore, they're aggressive. They can kill a lion with a kick to the head. Imagine what that kick would do to you, a human. For example, in the 1980s, a herd of zebras was captured for relocation in Zimbabwe. 16 animals were loaded into a truck and driven off. When the truck arrived at its destination, only one zebra was left alive. The others had kicked each other to death. It's possible to train them individually, but it's not easy. Trying to train and ride a zebra is pretty dangerous. In fact, Rory Young, who's a professional guide, ranger, and tracker, says that while a zebra can be trained, it's not practical or humane to do it. In the late 19th and early 20th century, many efforts were made to train zebras. This was mainly because sub-Saharan Africa is inhabited by flies that carry trypanosomiasis, or trips. Cattle and horses are susceptible to this disease, and they die, making large parts of Africa totally inaccessible to Europeans. So it was hoped that zebras would replace them. But to change zebras' natural aggressive instincts would require harsh and inhumane treatment. However, there are a couple examples of humane zebra training. For instance, racehorse trainer Bill Turner trained one in Dorset, England. He rides it around his village, and his zebra, which is named Zebedee, sees everything as a predator, so it's totally unpredictable and easily startled. But Turner has had to use a different style of training where he didn't chastise the animal. And there's also an American teenager named Shea Inman, who has also trained her zebra to be ridden. You can go on YouTube and look, and there's tons of videos of people riding zebras, but we don't know how they are trained, and they're not necessarily domesticated, though. The other problem with zebras is that they're too small to be properly saddled. Zebras are actually small animals that haven't been bred to have strong backs that can support cargo or riders. They could possibly be used to pull carts, but even that is difficult based on their own social hierarchy. Some animal trainers and breeders have created zebra hybrids, such as the Zorse, a cross between a zebra and a horse, or the Zonkey, which is what you get when you cross a zebra and a donkey. So far, there's no specific purpose to creating zebra hybrids, though. They're not stronger or more useful than regular horses and donkeys. For more on this and thousands of other topics, please visit us at howstuffworks.com.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Diamonds Direct has done it again. This month only, get ready for an offer you can't resist. Buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. That's right, a stunning diamond tennis bracelet at no extra cost. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. So hurry into Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet will not last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.